Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
Welcome to Travel Talk, brought to you by the Travel Authority. I'm Bonnie Pintozzi, your host. It's a pleasure working at the Travel Authority, a truly great company that has been around since 1970. Our travel specialists are definitely the experts to go to create those unforgettable trips, because they understand you deserve every trip to be that great. The Travel Authority has three offices in the Louisville area and is also an American Express travel representative. Today we will be speaking with Jamie Lund, Director of Sales and Marketing with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, where you really can have it all with the Regent experience. Jamie, welcome to Travel Talk.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'd like to take our listeners, and maybe we have some of our, you know, previous cruisers on Regent Seven Seas who's going to sit here and listen to our show and go, wow, they are my memories. I've been on before. But our listeners that are out there that maybe don't know the Regent experience, let's talk about a little history of Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and then we'll take our listeners through an experience that'll be incredible.
Yeah, actually, Regent has been in business. This is our 25th year in business. We are a luxury cruise line. Currently, we have four vessels within our fleet. They are mid-sized vessels, so about 56,000 tons. The vessels will hold, the smallest ship holds 490 passengers, two 700 passengers, and then our newest one, the Explorer, which just came into the fleet a couple weeks ago, is 750 passengers. With that said, most cruisers will think because we have smaller passenger counts that the vessels are really small. And so for those experienced cruisers, what I like to equate that with is most other cruise lines on these size of vessels would put between 1,800 and 2,200 passengers on the same size ship. So with us, by pulling back on the passenger count, this is going to give everyone more personal square footage. So you're not feeling as cramped, as rushed. There's no lines. It's all suites, all balconies. So it really does separate us from other cruise lines when it comes to that experience.
And think about what it's like when you're getting off, getting on and off, doing all that stuff. You know, a vessel that's that size with that number of you know, cruisers on it, you know, when you get to those destinations, and that's where I want to talk next. Let's talk about those destinations, because you can journey across the globe with Regent Seven Seas.
We absolutely. We have our itineraries. We go to approximately 400 different ports each year. And because we have a very high repeat clientele that comes back to our brand, we are challenged and tasked with finding new ports each year. So we really do not only get into those destinations that you need to see, and also they're not even once-in-a-lifetime destinations. A lot of people think that when you go to Florence that you should maybe only go see the David once. Well, we take you there again, but then we put a little twist on it. So the minimum nights that we have is 7 nights. The average for us is 10 nights, but then we also have a world cruise that will take you up to 180 nights. So we really do have itineraries that fit everybody's wants and needs. We cruise many different continents, so we have Africa, India itineraries, Alaska, because Alaska certainly is not a once-in-a-lifetime destination, and it's become a younger destination, so multi-generational. We also travel to Asia, the South Pacific, wonderful Canada, New England, of course, the Caribbean with Panama Canal. We have Grand Crossings, Mediterranean, Northern Europe, and South America.
And I can't imagine, knowing Regent Seven Seas as I do, being able to stay on for 180 nights. That is truly an experience.
It really is. And actually, if we our 2017 is going to happen right after the first of the year, and that is completely sold out. And then we also announced it again for 2018.
And Jamie, that is, it's so true, because we do find the world cruises, they sell out quickly. People have established that they want to do this. They have friends who they cruise with all the time that they've made on these types of sailings. So if you're out there and you're saying, wow, it's sold out for 17, you have it open for 18, and it's not too soon to be making those reservations.
Very true. You know, when you look at our passenger count with 700, 490, with our product, we're definitely someone that you don't want to hold off to book, because we do sail at very high capacities, and in most cases, it's completely sold. But what is nice about that, and I just came off Explorer, the newest ship, we brought her into the fleet out of Italy, and we were at 100% capacity, and I can't tell you how many times that as I was having discussions with passengers, I let them know that, hey, this is a full ship. And they truly couldn't believe that it was at capacity because of how much personal space they still enjoyed.
And this, you know, when we talk about the brand new Explorer, are there differences with the Explorer, slight differences or a little bit major differences than the other fleet?
With the other ships, well, one, it's a little bit more of a higher passenger count, so 50 passengers more. What we've done is we've added more specialty dining. So one of the things that we do include, because we also are all-inclusive, so when you book with us, it includes everything. The way that I like to look at it, because it can be so overwhelming, is what does it not include? And what it does not include would be we have Canyon Ranch on board of all four ships, so your spa services would not be included. Your gift shop purchases would not be included, and then the donation to the casino. That's how I like to view it. Some people win, I don't have luck, but everything else is included. So your transfers, your hotel, your gratuities, your dining, and this kind of changed on the Explorer, which is why I'm going, over this. When you get on board, we have specialty dining. You do not pay a dime extra for any food, and the food, the quality is phenomenal. Even in our special dining, or in our main dining room, Compass Rose, the comments that we're getting, they can't even believe that it's a main dining room because the menu is so fantastic. It just is amazing. We also have a steakhouse, a French restaurant, and then on the new ship, because of the space, she's a little bit bigger, we have a Pan-Pacific fusion restaurant, which is phenomenal. So on the other three vessels, we don't have the Pan Pacific, but we do have the other specialty dining. Then it also includes your airfare. And one thing that we changed for 2017, when you're flying on our European, our Asian, and our South American itineraries, we're going to fly you over in business class and back in business class. And what a wonderful way to start and end your vacation. Because we know that air travel can be challenging and it can be rough sometimes. So that's the last thing. We want you to have a positive experience embarking the ship and also when it's time for you to go home. We also include all the shore excursions, and I think you mentioned that. Mm-hmm. So in most cases, one of the things that you will do prior to getting on the ship is you'll go online and schedule your shore excursions. In each port, on average, you'll have about a dozen or so shore excursions to choose from. They will range in duration, so some will be 4 hours, some will be six, some will be 10, 12-hour days, and you pre-sign up for those. The beverages are also included, and so that would be your nice fancy coffee drinks, your bottled water, your soda, all of your adult beverages. So once again, you're not paying for it. You don't have a bar tab or even a beverage tab because, water can be expensive on ships. So everything is included there. You also will have a mini bar in your suite that will be fully stocked with a host of different things. And so you can have your person remove some of the things that you're not drinking and ask for additional things. Or as you go throughout the cruise, they're going to start seeing what it is that you're consuming and replenishing it with those things. So if it's water that you're big at, they're going to put more bottled water in your suite. So it's really an all-inclusive product.
And Jamie, I appreciate that because that does set you apart. That is a difference. And when you talk about shore excursions, another thing that, you look at it and say, okay, maybe I'm not quite sure where I want to go. But like you said, there's opportunities out there. I mean, I'm looking at some of the shore excursions, which I do think set you apart. And this is as easy as Alaska. And when you look at the Cruise George Inlet and then you indulge in this taste of Alaska at a crab fest. Or, you know, that is a basic thing people think about, but that is not included in most itineraries. And it's also a sought-after experience because we all know that whether it's wildlife or dining and everything up in Alaska, it's so different. It sets you apart.
Absolutely. And that's a big piece of when we say that we're luxury, it really is about the experience. It's how we take you into a destination and we enrich you so that way when you return, you are excited and you know, spending your time there and really making a difference and creating those lifetime experience. Sometimes when you hear luxury too, a lot of people think, oh gosh, I've got to get the formal gown and the tuxedo and it's everything is very, you know, I can't go to dinner at night unless I'm completely dressed up. That's not who we are. We actually get away with formal nights, so you don't have to take the tuxedo and the beaded gowns. It is what we call a resort elegance attire at night. During the day, it's casual because in most cases when we include the shore, because we include the shore excursion, the vessels, everyone's off from during the day. They're off experiencing the destination. And in most cases, that's why you're cruising. You're not cruising to sit on the ship all day. You're cruising to go into port. So during the day on the vessel, it's very casual attire. Definitely not formal attire.
Jamie, you mentioned about maybe more or a little bit multi-generation. If I am listening and I have, let's say I have a child, are there programs or is there a certain age that would be able to, you know, cruise and have that experience with the rest of the family? What's out there like that?
Yeah, I mean, what we did is, for example, our Alaska program, we actually did have in kids clubs, there were kids activities specifically designed. They were age appropriate, so we didn't put a 12-year-old with a 6-year-old. So we do have certain voyages that we will have the kids program. On average, you know, if you do bring your children on board, they have access to all of the amenities that you do as an adult with the exception of the adult beverages. So you will still sign them up for their shore excursions and take them with you. On average, though, typically, depending on the voyage, the age will vary greatly. So our average age will be anywhere from 40 all the way up. And when you start getting on the longer voyage, the average age goes up because in most cases, people are retired. So, for example, on the world cruise, it's going to be a little bit higher in age versus a 7-day or a 10-day cruise.
And there's a trend in the industry right now, Jamie, that we're seeing that millennials are deciding that they want to travel when they travel as a family. So they're out looking for those experiences. They're traveling basically worldwide. But it's good to know that they could, if they wanted to, take the children because that seems to be a little bit of a trend now.
Absolutely. And it's all, you know, it's an amazing experience for their children. They're not nickel and dimed. They can pay for the vacation, have the experience, and you're done. You can literally get off our ships with a zero onboard spend on your account because everything's taken care of. And the children are treated absolutely fantastic. The staff love them. The guests love them. So they're very welcome. It's a very warm environment and very enriching.
Well, and I know that you also have a lot of the private behind-the-scenes tours, you know, world-renowned places. You know, you feel the culture. You get the knowledge by local guides. And depending on the age and everything like that, I mean, just think of the rich history. Just think of the things that the whole family can enjoy. But, you know, age appropriate, as you said, they go back and maybe it's during a spring break or maybe it's during the summer vacation and they're asked to write, what did you do over the summer? Can you imagine giving that report if they've just come off of Region 7 Seas?
Absolutely. And the other thing, if I'm a parent as well, on other cruise lines, when you get off the ship and you do a shore excursion, in most cases, you know, you're being put on a 55-passenger motor coach bus. And they fill those buses. So as a parent, it's going to be tough to navigate your children through these land tours when there's 55 of you, when you're going through museums or you're going through streets that, you know, kind of zigzag around. We keep our shore excursions much smaller. So on average, you're going to have about 30 people on a shore excursion. So you and your family, you're really going to get that in-depth experience and that one-on-one with that local tour guide.
And I know that there's a lot of personalized options that you're able to do, especially with the pre and post programs you have and the different adventures ashore and all of those. Can we speak to that a little bit?
Absolutely. Actually, on several of our itineraries, so for our Africa, Asian itineraries, we include those. We will include a three-day pre or post, which includes all the tours, the hotel, the guides, the meals. And in some cases, that's about a $2,200 value with those pre and posts. And that, it doesn't matter which suite category you book, that is included. And that's the other thing, we're 100% suites. So when you do book any category with us, the minimum square footage that you're going to get is 301 square feet. All of the suites have king-size beds. They can be pulled apart if you don't want to sleep that closely. Walk-in closets, which a lot of people think, well, that's not a big deal. But it is a huge deal. If you're a family or if there are even two of you, you can completely unpack and you've got this beautiful walk-in closet, full marble bathroom. So they're not just these little water closets, they're full bathrooms. So it's the accommodations are spectacular.
And as you said, you have the mini bar, you have different amenities, but when you notice and note it actually for the walk-in closets, if you've ever been on a cruise, you will realize that you will almost want to hug that walk-in closet when you come on, because it's an incredible way in which to be able to take care of things. But those plush bathrobes and slippers and, you know, all those things that are on there, interactive flat screen, you know, televisions with, you know, you've got an extensive library, complimentary movies on demand. That's what helps out to make sure, and 24-hour room service, things that, like, we take for granted, but you have them included.
Yeah, and you know, and the other thing is we also have enrichment programs while on board. So we've partnershiped up, and especially if you're looking at families, we've partnershiped up with the Smithsonian Institute. So we have on many of our voyages, we have guest speakers that we've partnershiped up with them that range from famous authors to past ambassadors to renowned chefs. So depending on the voyage, we'll bring somebody on board. It's more of an informal interaction. So we'll have Q&As. They'll talk prior to getting off the ship in different destinations and then bring everyone back together, talk about their experience once they were, you know, doing the tour, what was it like. So it's a very engaging, enriching program, very, very popular on our ships.
And that really gets us to that value comparison time. Because when I look at Region 7 Seas and I look at other cruise lines that go to some of the same destinations, you do some other destinations that are not on everyone's, Region 7 Seas is really out there with that, you know, when we talk about finest luxury. And I'm so glad you mentioned about the dress and the comfort level and things like that, because that's the number one question we get when someone hears that. But let's talk about that value comparison.
Yeah, so when you are considering Regent, for those that have never cruised on Regent, it's really important that you connect all the dots. You know, a lot of times when you book another cruise line and they call your office, Bonnie, the travel agent or the travel manager is going to give them a cruise fare. And that's what it costs to get on the ship. With us, when you're doing the comparison, if you're already cruising in the premium market and you have a balcony or a suite, it's really critical that you connect all those dots. So when the travel agent gives you our pricing, you have to, you know what is it going to cost to get you from the ship, from your home gateway to the ship and back? What does it cost for the transfers? What are your gratuities going to cost? If you do eat in specialty dining, what are you spending there? You need to add the beverages. And even if you're not an adult beverage consumer, you're still going to have coffees and bottled water and soda, and that adds up. The shore excursions. On average, I know I've cruised enough, I have to add in, on average, about $100 a day for shore excursions, because some days I don't take them, and other days I'm taking one that might be $200 a day. So when you do get the pricing and the quote for region, and you've never cruised, it's really important to connect all those dots. And in a lot of cases, we are right where you are if you've cruised on a river cruise or if you're cruising in the premium market. We're just pricing it all up front.
And Jamie, I like to say that, you know, when you arrive with free business class there, when you explore with free unlimited shore excursions, when you enhance this trip with a free land program, trying to do a comparison is pretty tough to what you do.
Right, and you know, and one of the other things that we have is we hear a lot, and I've cruised on many different cruise lines. I've been in the industry for a long time. There's no lines. So when, you know, that process, if you take our business class air, then when you get to the ship, you don't have to go through a massive terminal with all these people to get on board. It's red carpet rolled out for you. You're casually walking on board. We're greeting you with some champagne, take you into the theater. We give you your key card, and you're good to go. So there's no lines for getting on the ship. Your shore excursions, there's no lines, as well as the disembarkation process.
In listening to this, if someone has not experienced really sailing and or just understanding the whole way in which most of cruise lines operate, those no lines is a big deal. Because if you've ever gotten off of a ship and all of a sudden you've got people packed in these areas over here waiting to be called over here, you don't feel that with Region Seven Seas. Your welcome and your departures or done very well.
And I think you make an excellent point when it comes to those people that have never cruised. The percentage of people in the leisure market who go on vacation who have never cruised is still at about 80%, which is a very high number. And this is where your agency is very critical to all of us. Because if you've never cruised, and we're all much more educated than we used to be by going on the internet and getting information. So when they come to your office, they're armed with more information. However, when you're looking at websites, everything's grand. Every product is for you. But it's not, especially for those that have never cruised. It is so critical that they come to your office because you guys have the experience with all the different cruise lines. So if you can match them with the right cruise line and in some cases the right ship. Just because it's the right cruise line doesn't mean the right ship, that that's the right ship for them. So I think you bring up an excellent point. If we don't get it right and they don't get it right, we've lost them forever as a cruise consumer. And that's not what we want, because there's certainly something out there for everyone. And we know Regent isn't for everyone, but it is for a lot of people.
And it is. And what you've done as a company and our relationship with the Travel Authority and Altour Company is to really make sure we are educated. Our frontline staff are trained. We get access to webinars, training courses, and all of your up-to-date specials that come out. And, you know, I just looked at a Santa Rita to St. Bart's recently and looking at your Asia voyage. And we see those all the time because you keep us informed.
Well, and I think that's a great another great point, because the consumer, the average consumer, thinks that by going direct with any company that they're going to get a better deal. That's not true with Regent. We do not make the offer richer to come to us directly. If anything, because of the partnership that we have, you and I, Regent, with Altour, they're going to lose out because we're giving your clients an additional bonus, whether it be shipboard credit, air deviation waves. There's always something, a little something extra when they come to you versus coming to me.
And we get that up close and personal before they cruise, and you take care of that up close and personal when they cruise.
Absolutely. And I'm here to support you as well. So they always have another person in their back pocket for whatever reason.
Right. Well, Jamie, I can't thank you enough for joining us today. This was great. Hopefully we've introduced our listeners to Region Seven Seas. I've looked at comments that come back and testimonials that come back. And for the person who has never cruised before and they take one of your cruises, it is amazing because, you know, a lot of times they'll kind of have hit or miss maybe some with cruises. But you get them, you set the bar real high for service, for everything.
Yeah. We have an amazing staff. I mean, the product is just so solid, and I'm really proud to represent Regent Seven Seas Cruises.
And we're proud to sell Regent Seven Seas Cruises. So thank you again for spending the time with our listeners, and we'll see you again on the radio.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome aboard. My name is Carrie Tarnowski, Senior Vice President of Marketing for Regent Seven Seas Cruises. You'll discover that this is cruising as it was meant to be. A world where everything is included, without exception and without compromise. You'll find that the Suite Life is exactly that. Providing guests a personal sanctuary at sea, all suites have private furnished balconies for sweeping panoramas of sea and sky, rivaled only by the elegance of the soothing interiors. As you'll appreciate here in our deluxe suite, the spacious sitting area offers plenty of room to dine course by course on selections from our enticing Compass Rose menu. Room service is available around the clock, and the in-suite mini bar is replenished daily with a selection of soft drinks, beer, and bottled water. As in all suites, a large walk-in closet provides plenty of space, and our custom-designed suite slumber beds feature a plush Eurotop mattress and the finest linens to ensure a good night's rest. To ensure that your voyage is an exceptional one, Seven Seas sails to the most extraordinary destinations around the world, and in every port of call, we offer free unlimited shore excursions. This means you can participate in as many adventures as you have the energy and time for. Explore the fallen glory of Ephesus, learn how to tango in Buenos Aires, or explore secret corners of Venice and the Grand Canal. I hope this tour has lent you some insight into some of the incredible luxury travel experiences Seven Seas is proud to offer. And on behalf of Regent Seven Seas Cruises, I look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Want to see the world? Call us, the Travel Authority. Our destination specialists will plan your cruises, tours, and all-inclusive vacations anywhere in the world. Receive VIP status by association at the world's leading resorts across the globe. You'll be wowed at the level of service and added benefits and amenities, amenities that you simply can't get by booking online, such as preferred rate, a complimentary room upgrade, spa, and resort credits. Visit thetravelauthority.com or visit one of our three locations. Call 502-292-4763 for more information.
And it's time for our travel talk. Bonnie Pintozzi hanging out with me, Crystal Frost.
Yes.
Which, you are the authority. You tell us what to do and where to go.
Well, we suggest. suggest ideas. We answer those questions. We give people their opportunities.
So, you know, oftentimes I think that what I always think is, when should I book? When should I book? When am I going to get the most bang for my buck? And let's face it, everybody wants to get, you know, the best deal they can possibly get. Mm-hmm. And so you are an expert when it comes to that. But even more so, you know some experts, right?
I do. And I asked one of those experts to join us this morning. And so we invited Toni Rowland. She is the district sales manager for Trafalgar and Brendan Vacations. And we're going to talk about 2016, because there's a lot of 2016 left. And we're going to be talking about that 2017 that's just right around the corner. And surprisingly, when the best time to make those reservations are.
Well, hello, Toni. Thanks for joining us.
Well, hello, Crystal and Bonnie. Thanks for having me. How are you guys?
We're great.
We are fantastic, but we want to get the heck out of here. And we don't know, well, I don't know when to book.
Well, Toni and I have long known each other, and she's been a frequent guest on our show, too. And we look at this and we say, wow, you know, we're into the end of July, so I guess the travel season for 2016 is over. No, that's not the case. And so I should be looking at 2017. Yes, that is the case. But I asked Tony to join us this morning to talk about especially 2016, because there's a lot of time left to travel. And then we'll also touch on 2017. So let's introduce our listeners to a little bit about Trafalgar, a little bit about Brendan Vacations, and let's just get right into it, because I think people are saying, you know, are people still going here? Are still people going there? There's questions about travel, all sorts of things. So, Tony, let's kind of just do a broad based on who is Trafalgar, who is Brendan, and let's just get into what's going on out there.
Well, Trafalgar is we're guided vacation, basically means that we travel to over 60 countries. We take care of everything for our guests. It's stress-free, VIP, no waiting in line. Best of all, we bring the destination to life. Because a lot of times people want to go visit, whether it's within North America, Europe, South America, Asia, wherever they want to travel to. They really want to experience the local people, the culture, the heritage, and bring the destination to life. And this is what we provide our guests with, both the Brendan product, which is strictly Ireland and Scotland, and the Trafalgar product, which is worldwide.
And many of our listeners, many of our clients at the Travel Authority absolutely participate and have participated over the years, because Trafalgar, they've been around forever and a leader in their respective specialties.
Yes, and by the way, we won Best Tour Operator of the Year for Europe, North America last year, so we're really excited for that.
Well, awesome. Did you get like a trophy or a medal?
Yes, we did. And you know what else we got? We have what's in the travel industry, we have what's called the Travi Awards. It's sort of like the Oscars. And that was in January. And Trafalgar walked away with the most awards. We received 9.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. That. 9 Travi Isn't Awards. That? I love that. I mean, anytime you can win an award, it makes me excited.
It's like multiple Grammys. I mean, think about that.
Exactly.
I mean, that's great.
I love it. So, you know, as Bonnie knows, one of my biggest questions is always, is it too late to book? And as she said, you know, this is the time to still book for 2016. You're still going to get decent travel opportunities and decent deals out there. Is there sort of this idea in the mind of a traveler that you have to book a year out? Is that seems to be sort of what people think?
No, it's not. The trend has been changing this last year. We find that people are booking a little bit closer out, like sometimes 30 to 60 days. And so we provide those specials. Like, we have so many specials. We have specials to Europe. We have specials within North America where people can travel, some leaving in August, between August all the way until December. So there's something out there for everyone. And for those who want to plan on traveling next year, we have what's called a Europe preview, where you can lock in 2016 rates for 2017.
And that's what I meant by this. Excuse me, I'm sorry,
yes.
Tony, for a second. But that's what I mean when we talk about the fact there's a lot of 2016. And people who are looking for also those opportunities for some cost savings, for especially for 2017, this is when they come out. This is when they talk about locking in prices for the current year. And those specials don't last all next year. They are really time sensitive. And with that said, people who like that to book farther out can. And that's what the travel industry has changed. We used to be this industry that was last minute, mm-hmm. You know, the deals, the prices, everything came out. Boy, we wouldn't be talking about next year in 2018 years ago. But now we do. And we now do that because we do know that there are people, like Tony said, who are booking a little bit closer in right now,
right,
making decisions. Maybe it's their second trip of the year. Maybe it's something for 2016 that gives them that opportunity. But those who really want to do something that's like for 2017, it really, really is helpful to be looking at those destinations, looking to see what's new, seeing what the trends are.
And what are the trends right now? I mean, where are people going, Tony?
The trend is Ireland and Scotland is very big, and also North America. many people are aware that this year marks the 100-year anniversary for the National Park Service Department. And so there's a lot of celebrations going on in our national parks, which means that if you're traveling and doing this on your own, it can be difficult trying to find accommodations near the park. You can forget trying to find accommodations in the park. And because we have a contracted rate, we're able to stay within the park. We still have some space available for those who would love to see our national park, say for the fall, early September, early October. And we have, I had one of our guests give me a wonderful comment. They did one of our national parks that hit Yosemite. And also the one that they said the lodge there was absolutely gorgeous. Wow. And they had a fantastic time.
And the national parks has been a huge thing this year.
Mm-hmm.
We're hearing that. We're making a lot of reservations for it. People are really wanting to go on some of these guided vacations, feeling that they have that escort, knowing that the crowds are definitely going to be there. So obviously, if you have somebody with you the entire time, just like you get on these guided vacations with Trafalgar, you know, Brendan, and actually this is part of the Travel Corp.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked with Uniworld. We've mm-hmm. talked with, you know, Insight Vacations. This is all part of a huge company and a company that's been around for quite a while, but knows their destinations and knows, you know, the trends when we're looking at, they are firsthand knowledge of it.
You know, and I hate to bring up, some of the fears that I think some people might have that travelers are, let's face it, kind of afraid. I mean, especially after we've had some happenings in Istanbul and some terrorism events in France. It's been horrendous. Are people, do they have reservations about traveling to these areas? And I guess more importantly, are they thinking more along the lines of having a guided tour in these areas for safety purposes?
I think most people, they may be apprehensive at first, but then they don't want to stop living their lives. And when you take a guided vacation, the best part of taking a guided vacation, whether you're in North America, Europe, you have somebody with you the entire way. The safety of our guests comes first. And when you have that person with the resources that we do, because we're such a large company, you feel safe and you want to go and you want to enjoy and have a wonderful time. So hopefully those fears will leave and people will go and have an amazing time. I just returned from Morocco and I did the best in Morocco.
Wow.
I had an amazing time. That is one trip where I was able to truly connect with the local people up close and personal. And I always tell people I felt like I was in an Indiana Jones movie. It was spectacular.
Did you take a selfie of that, Tony? Seriously, we would have loved to have seen that.
You know, the best part was riding a camel sunset in the Sahara.
Wow. You know, I think there's another factor, especially in this year, that may not be driven by the fear. We've always seen in the travel industry, in a presidential election year, that sometimes has a tendency for people to maybe kind of hold back, decide they want to do something, decide something a little bit later, or take that maybe that second vacation because there's a little bit of uncertainty. They're trying to figure out where the country is going and what direction. And this is not a political thing. This is just a reality when there's a presidential race going on. But it really doesn't stop people from traveling. Crystal, you've asked me this question.
Right, right.
I have been asked by multimedias on this. And they want to know, are clients canceling or are clients coming in saying, I'm too afraid? We have not seen that at all. We may have somebody looking at a different destination or like someplace like Iceland, like we spoke about. And, you know, Trafalgar is worldwide, so obviously we have all that. But it's just a matter of choice. But when, unfortunately, some of these things have happened, especially in Nice recently, the mm-hmm. first thing we got from the president of the Travel Corp was a 4-page email that told us where everybody was, that they had in all their multiple companies, how safe, where they were, what they did and all those things like that. So they keep us as a travel industry, as travel consultants, very apprised of what's going on. And that's where I think that when we're recommending some of these types of trips, escorted trips, or companies, especially the companies.
Yeah, right.
You know, you just want to hop onto the website and go, oh, this looks fun. This company.
they look reputable.
Hi, they look reputable. They got it covered. Well, that's not the way. You know, that's why we, as the Travel Authority, select and work closely with these types of companies, because they're in the know. They have people there all the time.
And that's so important because, you know, Bonnie, you bring up such a great point. How many times have we been surfing the web and you see something pop up and you think, wow, what a deal. I'm sure I can do this on my own. No.
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 It only takes once.
And there are so many unknowns that people run into, no matter how well you try and plan something out, especially if you've never been to that particular destination before, you're going to run into those unknowns. And the best thing about a guided vacation, it's stress-free. You don't have to worry about anything. And I kind of like to tell people the only thing you have to worry about is what you're going to put on for that day.
Yeah.
We take care of everything. And it's also a great balance, because we include those must-see sites, we include the local experience with the people. However, we also give our guests free time. So if there's something that they want to go do and roam off on their own, they have the ability to do that.
That's super important, too, because sometimes people have this idea that, oh, I'm going on a guided vacation. And they're like, oh, no, you're going to be chained to your tour guide forever and you can't sleep in.
And what you don't know, if you're out there looking on the web, you don't know that there are a lot of air promotions that companies like Trafalgar have in place to give you a really great deal, whether it's sometimes it's a business class ticket, depending on what you're going on, part of the trip. You have to go and you have to kind of piecemeal things together when you're searching your web, and it's not always the way it is. And it's amazing how many people come back and say, well, I just go on the internet. Well, we do, too. We look at the internet as
well. But you look at the whole picture. Do you guys remember that commercial where dad is feeding the baby and mom is Skyped in, and so you can only see this one portion of the wall, and looks good?
Yeah.
Yes, I think about that with travel when you're looking online, and you're like, wow, that looks like a great hotel, but you can't see the whole picture. You can only see that one little part that they're putting up there.
Or they've just selected that best picture in the entire destination you're going to. Doesn't tell you you're going to go there for sure.
No.
But that was, you know, it's the view. It's the look. And I'm not downplaying, because what the internet has done is it makes the traveler a lot more knowledgeable today than they ever were in previous years. They have enough information to kind of get a feel maybe where they want to go. Yeah. But to actually make that reservation that way, and especially put your hard-earned dollars out to someone you really don't know, that is scary.
You know, I like to think of it as the internet has connected people to the world, but travel agents still connect people to the world.
And we have their back. And I say that all the time, because, as Tony said, things can happen in the travel industry, you know, delays, things of that nature. And who are you going to call? What are you going to try to pull up that website that
Google
you saw
is not
that
going to have
wonderful
your back.
Picture on and go, hey, are you out there? You know. But
exactly.
We have 24/7. We have after hours. We have all this covered in how we take care of our clients. Plus, because of the programs the Travel Authority has, we have added benefits and values to most of that. So this isn't just that. Let's talk about the Travel Authority and what they can do. I'm talking about the travel industry. And I've watched it through so many years now evolve. And I've watched the good, the bad, and the real ugly sometimes. And I hate to see that with somebody who has a dream to do something, who is maybe saved up for forever.
Yeah.
It's a special occasion. It's a multi-generational travel. It's whatever it is. And they select something, and then they have a horrendous time. That's not what it's about. It's supposed to be great. It's supposed to be a memory.
Nobody wants to have that horrendous time.
No, they don't. And Tony, you've watched it. I mean, you've been in the industry a long time as well.
Yes, I've watched it. I've seen it. And those unknowns that will ruin a vacation. And I always like to tell people that we have that perfect balance for our guests to allow them to have that free day, free time. And I was in Florence, and I've been to Florence a couple of times. And this time I was had a free day to wander off and do whatever. And I really didn't know, because I'd seen all the must-see sites. So we have a travel director now. Our travel directors are with our guests the entire time. They're there with the guidance, the knowledge, and that insider tip that they always give our guests. So my travel director, his name's Christopher, he asked if I'd ever been to Lucca. I've heard of Lucca. Lucca is a wonderful walled city, and it's a charming city. And he told me where I can catch the train in Florence. And he said, it's a nonstop. It's about an hour train ride. And when you get off in Lucca at the train station, the city, the walled city, is directly across the street. I had the time of my life. I didn't get lost. And I was able to enjoy my free day. We did some wine tasting. We went to visit a couple of cathedrals. Now, Lucca, you can actually walk on the wall. It's this huge wall.
Oh, wow.
It has a biking trail, hiking trail, and it's absolutely beautiful and charming. But this is how we help our guests. So they don't have to worry about or do all this research. How do I get there? What should I do? What should I see? It's the knowledge of our travel directors that makes that experience memorable.
And if you didn't have that, you would have missed that experience. And you wouldn't have known that. You might have read up on something, but how do you find it? Where do you go? All of those things like that. And Tony, kind of before we run out of time, our listeners were told in the very beginning that there's a reason why this time of the year, and these are the different things. You know, we don't normally get into the pricing because, you know, that's something that,
Boy,
if I was listening and I'm riding in the car, I can't write that down. So we try to give an idea. But if you want to kind of talk about some of these wonderful things for this rest of the year, and again, you know, a couple of things for 2017 before we lose the time, because we know that there's percentages off. We know there are value added. So let's cover those real fast.
Okay, I'm going to start with our weekly specials. For anyone who wants to travel within the next 60 days, please contact the Travel Authority. The travel agents are able to pull up our weekly specials for destinations that are leaving within the next 30 to 60 days, be it Europe. We have quite a bit for North America. We have one like for Route 66, the Canyonlands, and then we have one that will do the Balloon Festival in Albuquerque. We have some for California. So there's a whole lot out there for them to utilize. Now, when it comes to Europe, we have an airfare promotion that is partnered with British Airways and American. Our guests can save up to $250 off per person, depending on when they're traveling. So that's also another deal. And then we have what's called value season. And this is in our autumn, winter, spring brochure. This brochure is for travel between October and April of 2017. And this is for Europe, and we've taken our most popular destination and marked them down up to 40% off. And in those would be Christmas markets for November, December. We have one that would do Iceland because the northern lights are really popular. You can really see them beginning the end of September all the way through April. And we also have Christmas and New Year celebrations for anyone who's traveling at that time period. And that's on sale. That's like 7.5% off early payment discount. So there is a whole lot that agents can use, be it North America, Europe, Ireland, and Scotland. And anyone who's planning for next year, now this is great. We have our Europe preview. And what that means is that we can lock in this year's rates for 2017, plus they have an option. They can save 10% off of the total price, the land, or the second person flies for free.
Now, that's a deal.
I kind of like the or.
I love it. I like anything that you have a choice, like and or.
And absolutely. Go ahead, Tony. I'm sorry.
And that's on select itineraries. However, your agents have all the information, and they can assist the clients with that for the date and departures or the second person flies for free.
Well, Tony, we have quickly taken ourselves around the world, haven't we, and stayed in the United States. We've done all this today, and thank you for coming on today, because I couldn't have said it better than you would. Okay.
No, Tony, I have a special goodbye for you. As you said, going to Morocco was like going to be in Indiana Jones. So here we are, returning to Indiana Jones. Tony Rowland.
Trafalgar and Brendan Vacations.
Thank you, guys.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Want to see the world? Call us, the Travel Authority. Our destination specialists will plan your cruises, tours, and all-inclusive vacations anywhere in the world. Receive VIP status by association at the world's leading resorts across the globe. You'll be wowed at the level of service and added benefits and amenities that you simply can't get by booking online, such as preferred rate, a complimentary room upgrade, spa, and resort credits. Visit thetravelauthority.com or visit one of our three locations. Call 502-292-4763 for more information. Listen each week to Talk Radio 1080 from 10 a.m. to 11. Travel Talk brought to you by The Travel Authority, an outdoor company. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band down in Kokomo.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama, come on pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go down to Kokomo? We can play it fast and then we'll take it slow. That's where we wanna go. We down to Kokomo. Martinique, that Montserrat mystique. Our chemistry, and by and by we'll defy a little bit of gravity. Afternoon delight, cocktails and moonlit nights. That dreamy look in your eye, give me a tropical contact high. Way down in Kokomo,
Aruba, Jamaica.
Get your glimpse.